So you've got exciting stories to tell students of all ages, and yet you're coming to talk to students, in this case, at a university. You also talked to elementary students the other day, but you yourself don't have really a traditional schooling trajectory.
Isn't that funny? Yes, I was actually welcomed into Wyoming by over 500 adorable K through 12 students. And, you know, the first thing I told them is my one dream. Oh, I said, can you guess it? And they said, what was your one dream? Oh, you wanted to be an adventurer. I said, actually, no, I wanted to go to school. And it's I think the grass is always greener, you know, on the other side of the world. And so it's exciting for me now to bring kind of my past and all the experiences I've had through these films to schools. Now I get to go to school.
So when I was once the other thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And yet for those of us who aren't globetrotting like you are, who don't have the resources, whether that's time or money or whatever, to do that, how can we embrace that spirit, even if it doesn't involve, you know, traveling to the Sahara?
No, I think that's an incredible question. I mean, that's kind of what I tried to do with this Allison's Adventures series is as I grew up around the world, I developed this incredible global family. And I thought, well, how could everybody else meet all these amazing people? I mean, there's shamans. What I kind of say is, you know, have you seen Disney films? Like, have you seen Aladdin? Have you seen The Little Mermaid? Because people like this really exist. And I think they can offer so much wisdom, so much inspiration to people out there that maybe will never get to go to Morocco. And so what I've tried to do with these films is make really cool, entertaining stories. Like I'm Indiana Jones and I go in there that educate. So it's education through entertainment.
What do you want us to learn?
Basically, what each film consists of is I team up with a local companion and then just dive into their universe. And we'll get stuck on some crazy adventure. And what I've kind of tried to stick with theme-wise is secrets to survival, sustainability, and happiness. How do we protect our planet? How do we live more healthy lives? How do we stay connected with our family? How do we raise our kids well? And how do we be happy? You know, you're kind of always chasing happiness. Everybody else's life is got to be better. And I think just being blessed for what you do have and kind of making what you can out of it. Oh my gosh, it's so important. So important. And of course, survival. I mean, I did the Discovery Channel show. This is actually a hat.
You've got this coconut palm hat with you.
Yes, I do. I actually you know, that's kind of one of the themes of Allison's Adventures, too, is it's been an 8-year process of complete volunteer work and help and basically making something out of nothing. And so that's kind of what this hat, I think, represents. If anybody has seen the Discovery Channel show Naked and Afraid, this hat has become quite the phenomenon.
And the Discovery Channel show is where you spend a month with no resources,
right,
not even clothes, and have to come out alive on the other side.
Yeah, and there's no prize. So basically, yes, they drop two strangers in one of the most uninhabitable environments on Earth for 21 days with nothing. No food, no shelter, no water, no clothes. It was really, really intense. And what it really showed me is that – I mean, I've never taken a survival course in my life, but I think my entire childhood was kind of survival 101. And so that's – I'm all about experiential education. So if you can't actually get your hands on it and get in there and get dirty and learn – then maybe through these films, I could lend some advice or some inspiration.
Well, it's an interesting dichotomy because Allison's Adventures is all about the people. You're going
right
to these places and you're learning from people. You're getting that piece of an answer that somebody somewhere else has.
Right.
And then with the Discovery Channel show, you're, for all intents and purposes, alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to learn from yourself.
Well, and that was the incredible thing that really happened for me is I ended up getting the highest score of the first season. And I went – I was mind-boggled myself. And I went, you know what? It really does take a village to raise a child. That was what is amazing for me, different shamans giving me advice. And suddenly I'd be sitting there thinking I was going to die. And I'm like, oh, you know, what did Paco say in Peru in the Andes? Oh, yeah, okay, this is what I got to do. And, super appreciation. Yeah, it's been a wild one. It's mind-blowing what's out there.
You travel everywhere with this pink surfboard, and you've talked about this idea of education through entertainment. So this surfboard, I mean, obviously it makes sense if you've got waves breaking nearby, but I've seen pictures of you riding a camel with a surfboard. So what is it? Is it a gimmick, or is this a point of entry, or what is it?
Okay, what I usually say is a pink surfboard and a smile can pretty much open any door around the world, and it's pink.
So when you're not traveling, you live in Hawaii, and you even have a flower perched above your ear in your hair today as we talk. Tell me about the aloha spirit and what that means for traveling and encountering others.
You know, it's actually interesting that I did end up in Hawaii because people, you know, call me aloha or they call me Hawaii. And I was actually born in the Rocky Mountains around here. So aloha spirit is, I think, the coolest thing in the world. And so I think when you have aloha spirit, or basically, I mean, it could be a smile. Anybody can have aloha spirit. But it's amazing what being nice to people can do. I mean, these people are good people. Just because you have a burqa on or a turban, or you might have a different colored skin, or you might look a different way, we're all people.
Allison Teel is an international adventure filmmaker, also known as a female Indiana Jones. Her series, Allison's Adventures, is online at allisonsadventures.com. Allison Teel, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeehaw! Oh, aloha.